The word today is righteous. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. It's not easy for us to hear that we're a sinner. Our pride does not want to admit that we are wrong, much less that we have sinned against God. But until we become aware of our sin, we cannot repent and receive the gift of forgiveness through our Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to learn what righteousness is and how to obtain it. Here to explain this more fully is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Righteous.
One of the things that we notice over the decades as time goes on is that cultures react differently to biblical concepts, like, for instance, the concept of sin. Over the last 40 or 50 years, the teaching of sin has now been shunted off to the side. There's not as many people who talk about sin anymore in contemporary society. And that is actually a bad thing. People may pretend as though they're getting better or as though there's less sins committed, but that certainly is not the case. Whenever there's a Christian-based culture, the word sin is discussed a lot because the Bible teaches that we are sinners and that we need to repent of this sin. It also teaches that there is a Redeemer, a Savior, Jesus Christ. But if there's a culture that begins to paganize, if it begins to reject the Word of God and the Gospel, then they will almost always attempt to do away with the concept of sin. Let's take a look at what Paul the Apostle says in Romans chapter 3 when he says in verse 21, "But now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus." This passage is talking about justification. What is justification? Well, let me give you an example. Let's say there was an individual who was driving down the road at about 50 kilometers an hour. This is somewhere around 35 miles an hour. And they're doing the speed limit perfectly, and they're pulled over by the police. The police are accusing them of speeding, but the individual knows that they were going the speed limit. They would be justified. It would be inappropriate for the law to be applied to this individual as though they were a criminal, because they were morally correct. They followed the law. Well, let's take another individual and suggest that this individual was doing 100 kilometers or about 60 miles an hour through a zone that should have been about half the speed limit. Well, this person, if they're pulled over by the police, would be very deserving by their actions of the consequences of the law. In the first place, the person is justified. In the second place, the person is not. They are guilty. This is the way the law of God works on us. We know that we have done things, if not outwardly, if we have not actually taken things from our neighbor, we know that we may have coveted them. We have had a sinful desire to have what they have and feel as though they don't deserve it. We have all in our hearts lusted after the opposite sex. We have all committed sins with our mouth, words, and unloving statements. And all of us are violators against the will of God. And that makes us sinners. As I said, our culture nowadays doesn't want to talk about sin. We want to pretend as though whatever we do is fine, as though we don't have to answer to God. But the Bible teaches us that there is a creator and there is a judge, one who will judge all of us. In fact, it is the law of God that is speaking when Paul the Apostle says that the law speaks to sinners, to those that are under the law. It says in Romans 3:19 that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. The fact of the matter is you are accountable to the Lord for your actions, for your sinful thoughts. We need to repent of this, and that's why the teaching of sin is important. You would not know that you are a sinner unless the law of God told you so. And that is because God desires you to repent of your sin, to ask for forgiveness for your sins. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10 says, "The law," meaning the law of God, "is made not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers and mothers, for murderers, for adulterers and perverts, for slave traders and liars and perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine." Notice how wide-sweeping the law is. If it were a fishing net, it would catch in its net all kinds of fish. And similarly, God's law is very vast. It catches all kinds of sinners in their misdeeds, including greed and including lust, including hate and murder. But also, the law of God speaks to people that fancy themselves to be irreligious. "Well," the person says, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious." You've heard people say things like this. That individual is attempting to sound good as though they're quite moral, but they don't want any kind of a commitment to God. They don't want to have to work at their faith. They want to call the shots. They want to determine what they're going to do. And they also don't want to be known as a sinner. Let me teach you about what are called sins of commission and sins of omission. A sin of commission, you can think of as a person who commits a crime. They have done something, and therefore they are guilty and a sinner. A sin of omission is when you omit something, when you have neglected to do what you should. Well, many individuals think that they're good people because they haven't gone out and killed, and they haven't robbed a store, and they haven't taken something from someone else, and they try to tell the truth. Well, it's not just that you sin by doing something wrong. You can also sin by not acknowledging the true God, by not worshiping Him properly, by not giving Him appropriate offerings, by not testifying and evangelizing. These are also mistakes. So we're sinners both on the one hand because of things we've done evil, and on the other hand because we've failed to live up to and failed to do all that God requires. Well, what are you supposed to do about this? Well, that's why the gospel calls us to repentance, because God, in His grace and mercy, is willing to forgive those that are sinners. You see, you really don't understand the need for the gospel of Jesus until you recognize that you're stuck in your sin and that you need a Savior. Let's be clear about this. Everybody who's self-righteous, anybody who doesn't want to talk about sin, is remaining in their guilt. And if you remain in your guilt, you're not likely to repent of it. Consequently, no salvation. Let's put it this way. No sin, no guilt, no repentance, and no salvation. That's clear. God is calling you today not to your own righteousness. Romans chapter 3 teaches a righteousness from God has been given. That comes through Jesus Christ. It's His goodness. It's His suffering and death on the cross that puts us right with the Lord God simply because He chooses to forgive us. It's His mercy, it's His grace, it's His forgiveness through His Son Jesus that counts. All of the things you think you're so great at and you think you're such a wonderful person doesn't stack up because you still have sin. Repentance brings forgiveness and relief from guilt, and your conscience really does tell you when you have messed up and sinned against God. In Psalm 32, it says, I acknowledged my sin, and you did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Isaiah chapter 1 says, though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. The Lord God can forgive us our sins. I hope that you will take comfort from this and admit the fact that you need the Savior Jesus. Share this with others. Help them to be free from the trap of self-righteousness. You can't get saved that way. Christ offers us His righteousness, His goodness. So take that free gift of the Lord, the gift of the righteousness of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and salvation.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.